Lent, Week 3, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. I am wearied with all my crying as I await my God. Psalm 68. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk in the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 68 continued. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favour. In your great love, answer me, O God. With your help that never fails, rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find. For food they gave me poison, in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Psalm 68 concluded. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. A gift pleasing to God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad. The God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 35. Moses said to the people of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability, with intelligence, with knowledge, and with all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood for work in every skilled craft. And he has inspired him to teach both him and Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with ability to do every sort of work done by a craftsman or by a designer or by an embroiderer in blue and purple and scarlet stuff and fine twined linen, or by a weaver, by any sort of workman or skilled designer. Bezalel and Oholiab and every able man in whom the Lord had put ability and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall work in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half was its length, 1 cubit and a half its breadth, and 1 cubit and a half its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a moulding of gold around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold for its 4 corners, 2 rings on its one side and 2 rings on its other side. And he made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold and put the poles into the rings on the side of the ark to carry the ark. And he made a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half was its length and 1 cubit and a half its breadth. And he made 2 cherubim of hammered gold. On the 2 ends of the mercy seat he made them, 1 cherub on the one end and 1 cherub on the other end. Of 1 piece with the mercy seat he made the cherubim on its 2 ends. The cherubim spread out their wings above, overshadowing the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces one to another. Toward the mercy seat were the faces of the cherubim. Responsory from Psalm 83. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God of hosts! My soul is longing for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my soul sing out for joy to God, the living God. God is within the holy place, where the Most High dwells. It cannot be shaken. My heart and my soul sing out for joy to God, the living God. A reading from the commentary of Pope St. Gregory the Great on the book of Job.
the mystery of our being made alive. Blessed Job, a type of the Holy Church, sometimes speaks with the voice of her members, sometimes with that of her head. While he is speaking of the members, he is suddenly raised to speak the words of the head. So he adds, "I suffered these things, although I was free from iniquity, and my prayer to God was pure." Although Christ was free from iniquity, he suffered. He committed no sin, nor was guile found on his lips, yet he underwent the pain of the cross for our redemption. He alone offered pure prayer to God beyond all others, for in the very torment of his passion he prayed for his persecutors, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What purer kind of prayer can be cited or imagined than that which consists of merciful intercession for those who are the cause of the pain one is suffering? So it came about that our Redeemer's persecutors eventually drank, as believers, the blood which they had spilled in their rage, and proclaimed that he was the Son of God. Job's next words speak aptly of this blood. "O earth, cover not my blood, and let my cry find no place to hide in you." When man sinned, he was told, "You are earth, and to earth you shall return." This earth, however, has not hidden the blood of our Redeemer, in that every sinner, receiving the price of his redemption, confesses and praises it, and makes known its worth to all his neighbours. The earth has not covered his blood, because the Church has now preached the mystery of her redemption in all parts of the world. We must note the words added, "Let my cry find no place to hide in you." The blood of the redemption, which we take, is the cry of our Redeemer. For this reason, Paul mentions the sprinkled blood that speaks more graciously than the blood of Abel. Now of Abel's blood, it has been said, "The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the earth." The blood of Jesus speaks more graciously than that of Abel, because Abel's blood sought the death of the brother who killed him, but the blood of the Lord won life for his persecutors. If the mystery of the Lord's passion is to be effectual in us, we must imitate what we receive and proclaim to others what we venerate. His cry finds in us a place to hide if the tongue is silent of what the mind has come to believe. But that his cry should not be hidden in us, it remains that each one of us, according to his measure, should make known the mystery of his being made alive. Responsory, based on Genesis 4. Lord, hear the blood of your Son, our brother, crying out to you from the ground. Blessed is the earth that opened its mouth to receive the blood of the Redeemer. This sprinkling of blood pleads more insistently than the blood of Abel. Blessed is the earth that opened its mouth to receive the blood of the Redeemer. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts to your grace, restrain us from all human waywardness, and keep us faithful to your commandments.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.